I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 24th. Despite the state mandate to close all non-essential businesses until April 7th due to the coronavirus, Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says city construction projects will continue using safe health practices for workers. Koch says many street and sidewalk improvements will be taking place, and he says the school shutdown makes it easier to conduct major improvements to the Broadmeadows Middle School, which was damaged by flooding from storms 2 years ago. Emergency services will continue, and there is no interruption of curbside collection of trash, recycling, or yard waste. Koch says city offices will continue to be staffed, however, they are closed to the public. Employees are available to assist via phone, email, and a Dropbox outside of Quincy City Hall. Mayor Thomas Koch says he knew the elderly North Quincy man who died of the coronavirus. Koch says he went to church with that man and extends his deepest sympathies to his family. The man was in his 80s and had pre-existing health conditions. He was one of the 9 deaths related to COVID-19 in Massachusetts. Here in Quincy, there are currently 17 positive cases, and about 50 people are self-monitoring for signs of the virus. 5 Quincy residents have recovered. Quincy School Superintendent Rick DeCristofaro says the 5th grade teacher from the Wollaston School who tested positive for coronavirus is recovering and doing well. The female teacher notified officials about her positive test, and school officials advised all of her students and the entire staff to self-quarantine until March 26th. That teacher was last in that school on March 12th. DeCristofaro says he's not aware of any of her students testing positive for coronavirus. Interfaith Social Services Director Rick Doan says their food pantry in Quincy Center is in urgent need of monetary donations and volunteers. Doan says he's seen a dramatic increase in the number of people utilizing the food pantry and expects that need to grow as more people find themselves unemployed. Doan says he has also told many of his older volunteers to stay home out of concern for their health, leaving them short-staffed. Doan also says their New Directions Counseling Center is up and running, conducting virtual counseling with its clients. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, March 24th.